This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and it's been a long time. Last time he was on the show was September 2020. The name of the company is B2 Digital Incorporated, and they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BTDG. And I don't say this a lot about CEOs, but I believe that Greg Bell is one of the hardest working CEOs. He told me about his vision 3 years ago. All of it so far has come to fruition. And I just want to applaud you, Greg. He is the chairman and president and CEO of the company. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be here. Always great to talk to you. I appreciate the praise.
You are, you know, and I talk to hundreds and hundreds of CEOs on the OTC markets and some on the NASDAQ, and what you've done with this company is amazing. Yeah, the dilution is there and the stock, but the revenues are growing. And correct me if I'm wrong, your run rate will probably be around 2.8, 2.9 for this fiscal year. Your fiscal year ends at the end of March. That being said, please confirm that. And also tell our listeners a little bit about your company, the overview of it, and what do you guys do?
Sure. Well, yes, the company is growing very rapidly. We're very close to those numbers, and obviously we haven't counted all the pennies, as we say. But for those of you who haven't heard about us before, as a company, I'm the chairman and CEO of the company. We're doing three things. We're basically a media and distribution company, but the three things we're doing is, one is, I used to say, when we first talked a couple of years ago, I'd say, we're going to build the minor league for mixed martial arts or the UFC.
Right, you told me that.
Yeah, and now exchange has changed, so we built it. So the first thing we're doing is it's built. And that's what we took our investment money from and all that. And so right now we have the first thing we do is we have live MMA events. We're the premier minor league for the UFC and Bellator and the major leagues, to the extent where about 90% of our belt holders, when they win our belt three, they're signing with the UFC or Bellator and moving up. So what that means to someone is, you know, we go around and we're a minor league, much like if you played baseball in the major leagues, Chicago Cubs, you had a stint in Iowa Cubs, the AAA. Well, we're the AAA. We're the feeder program. So we're in the minor leagues. So we're not in, for example, we have a fight this weekend in Dothan, Alabama. We're not in Atlanta. We're in Dothan, Alabama, in the small minor league cities. So what that business looks like is we have literally 50 fights planned on the next 52 weeks. Our crew comes in, we set up, we have a fight, we sell a live event, we do pay-per-view tickets, and then we just announced the exciting thing where we're going to actually have our first fight going into the metaverse, which is a whole other conversation. But to be very specific, one is we've built the minor league for the UFC, 50 fights, averaging somewhere between, 30,000 and 50,000 a fight, so that you guys can do that math. So the next running 12 months is, $2.5 million in revenue there. Second thing we're doing is we acquired fitness facilities and turned them into training facilities for the fighters. But we not only did that for the fighters, we did it because to do the cross-marketing between the live fights and then these facilities are under the One More Gym brand, which is a 25,000-square-foot, state-of-the-art, high-end health club for not only the fighters, but the fans and, the local people. So think of that as the second revenue stream is we have, subscription revenue for, gym membership. The third thing we're doing we just acquired Spartan Fitness, which is one of the top jiu-jitsu training gyms, which we're going to be expanding that into our footprint. So when you net it all out, we built the minor league. We're operating that for fit every weekend somewhere for 52 weeks. Second, we're in the fitness facility business in both the health club and then the jiu-jitsu training business. And then obviously we own all of our own content, so we distribute ourselves on pay-per-view, and then we're going into the new metaverse channel. So to be very specific, one, we built the minor league for mixed martial arts worldwide. Two, we're in the fitness facility business. And three, we're distributing our own content.
Let's talk about some of those metrics, about some of those streams. Can you give us some numbers of growth? Pay-per-view, how's the growth been? Like I said, you haven't been on the show for 2 years. How's the metrics been on the pay-per-view growth-wise and the gym membership growth percentage-wise?
Well, and again, when you have a very rapidly growing company, it depends on how you slice and dice that. But to be specific with your company, you know, the first 9 months of last year, we did just over $500,000 in revenue. For the first 9 months of this year, we did $1.8 million. So you see that's almost triple. And then as we're talking, we're close to $800,000 to $900,000 just in the last 90 days. So the company is growing very rapidly. But if you... To answer your question, if you look at an event, we make money on, when we go into a city like Dothan here, we've sold live event tickets, which is gate tickets as we call them. The second thing, depending on the pouring rights, we get a cut of food and beverage. And that looks like anywhere, the average ticket's about $35 and our VIP is $60. So depending on how many times we've been in the market, those live event, as we call the live event gate and food and beverage, average out around $30,000 a show, $35,000 a show. And then our pay-per-view, on top of that, we have our own production company that comes in that we own, all of the equipment and everything, and that can run anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000. So when you look at it, you know, the average we put on is about $40,000 for the combination of those, and that'll be growing up past there as we open up new channels of distribution. So if you look at that run rate, it's basically, call it 40,000 times 50 is 2 million. That doesn't include any sponsorship or anything. So that's easily, it's running 12 months at $2.5 to $3 million business. The second, so in our fitness facility business, that's a $30 membership. Right now we're doing, when that's the One More Gym, which is the 25,000 square foot facility. We have five of those. Those, that does about 140,000 a month to 150. So we have, you know, 450 per quarter on that. And then our Spartan fitness facilities, with the difference is the gym membership in a fitness facility is 30. The gym membership to take jujitsu training. And again, these are high end facility, the very high end facility where literally UFC fighters are training in. We have three or four fighters in the UFC higher end. That membership is more like 150 to 200. So right now, just when you talk about growth, when we acquired Spartan, which was official January 1st, our gym membership revenue went from, you know, 130 to almost 250 overnight and growing. So, I'm not sure. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to change gears here for a second. You put out a very interesting press release the last 7 days, which kind of blew my mind when I started doing my research and looking things over. Digital wearable technologies, your partnership with Metaskin Studios, and you guys coming into the metaverse revolution, if you will. Explain that to me, and where do you see you guys going here in the next 2 to 3 quarters with that technology?
Well, first let me back up and say, I started the interview with saying we're really a media and distribution company. Our media is our live fights, and then our distribution is how we distribute those. But we've added a really very interesting facet to it. So if you're a fan and you come to a fight, and then you're in a city, we have a fight, and then we have our gym there on the corner is a sign-up table where they sign up the customer, right? So our distribution is not only of the live fight itself. Our distribution is the continuing relationship of our customers, which we call the MMA and jiu-jitsu ecosystem, which are people who want to be healthy, they want to take training. So when we talk about distribution, there's two forms that we have, which is we want to take our fights and our fans and roll them into gym memberships. And then the second is, if you can't attend, obviously you do pay-per-view. Now, I'm old and everybody laughs at me when I say this, but, you know, I've been involved in the development of technology for a very long time, to the point where I remember I was involved when television went from rabbit ears cable TV, okay? And then we had this thing called satellite, and then cable TV became satellite TV. And then we had this thing called the Internet that happened, and now people are watching on the Internet. Well, what most people don't understand about the metaverse is I was in the room somebody started telling me all about university guys about how the Internet worked, and I was like, so let me get this straight. I'm going to have a cable I plug in the wall, and I have every book in the world on my screen. And the 10 guys around the table went, oh, that'll never work. And I said, you do that, this is a world changer. Okay? The metaverse, I'm seeing the stuff in the metaverse, it is a world changer. And there's a whole group of people that basically sit at home and they go on the metaverse, and it's like where instead of going to the stores and going things, like in the old days when you heard about the Internet and said, oh, you're going to be able to buy things through a cable. And everybody went, what? That'll never work. Right? Well, the metaverse is that revolutionary. That's true. So you can go and put goggles on and a computer screen and, you know, just imagine walking down, you know, how you go into a grocery store, you walk down a thing and you reach over and you turn something around. Well, in the metaverse, you can literally, you're going to be able to walk down a grocery store aisle, look at something, pick it off the shelf, turn around, with, yeah, I'll take that, throw it in the cart. So nice. You can actually look at it. So, but what we're doing, to be specific, is what we have to, what people really have to realize is the metaverse is a new way to a consumer. Just like the internet really was just a new way into the home or a consumer. The metaverse is a whole new way to get to a consumer that never existed before with a much higher quality experience. So what we're going to do is, like, so the metaverse, you go in and as a person, you know, you build your own, they call it an avatar, you build your own little, call it a person. So you can right. pick what you look like, and then you can pick, you know, just like you can pick the hat you wear, the shirt you wear, and all that. So what we did with this partnership is, obviously, I was involved in pay-per-view for a long time, and putting on sports for the first time on the internet. So basically, to us, this is a new way to a consumer in a vast, huge marketplace globally. And what that means to investors is we've spent all this money, we own the content, we own the production, we're going to go in and produce this. Now we got a whole new distribution channel. And everybody knows, well, the first to market is key. So we're this Saturday, we're going to put our fight into the Metaverse Casino. So just like when, if you're in Vegas, you're walking around, you look up and there's a fight on the TV. Well, when you're walking around the Metaverse, you're going to look up and there's a B2 fight on the TV. And you know, Saturday night, you know, all the guys in the Metaverse, they all go hang out in the casino together and high five. How about they're at home on the Metaverse? So what our revenue streams, and this is what's so exciting about, you know, the guys we made our partnership is, you know, so you'll be able to go in and watch a show and buy a merchant, a B2 t-shirt with, you know, our logos on the front, the aquarium logo on the back, and we get a cut of that revenue. And so, but if this all comes back, we're media and distribution. We're producing the fights. We're rolling our customers into the gyms for memberships. Now we're going to roll them into, get new customers in the metaverse. Number one, not only for the fights, the other thing that's really exciting about this is Spartan Fitness. If you can imagine, now we're going to have our fitness classes and our jiu-jitsu classes, we're going to put them on in the metaverse. So at home, you can put on a set of glasses and take a jiu-jitsu training course with some of the best guys in the world, which obviously we charge for. So I know I'm doing a lot of talking, but it is kind of a complicated thing.
I get it. Greg, we only got about 30 seconds left, and I want to get to my final questions and wrap up the show here. Where do you see your company going from here in the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, we've laid the groundwork. You know, it's key is that, you know, we're a media company, so we've built the entire infrastructure. We own all the equipment. We pay cash to produce these fights. We're then, you know, we're going to roll out. You know, there's only 52 weeks here, so we have 50. We're in 20 states and 40 markets. So in 3 years, I expect us to have, you know, fight every weekend somewhere, have our 20 states, 40 cities with 40 gyms in it, and, you know, being a $30, $40 million company. That's your answer. And we basically have built 90% of that. Now we just have to duplicate it. We're not inventing anything. We're just delivering now and expanding.
My guest today has been Greg Bell. He is the chairman and president and CEO of B2 Digital. If you haven't been following this company, do so. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BTDG. Greg, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask, I don't want to wait another 2 years to hear about the growth of your company. I hope that you come back in the next 60 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Well, that is great. That would be a great. And I appreciate your time and always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.